Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guide. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, juggling a million things at once? Like you're playing catch-up in a game with no end zone? Well, I get it, trust me, I'm right there beside you. But today, we're ditching the chaos and diving into something truly powerful. Prioritizing your well-being when you have ADHD. Because let's be real, self-care isn't just a fancy spa day or bubble bath, although those are pretty awesome. It's about building a foundation of resilience and energy that helps us thrive even amidst the whirlwind. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, with ADHD, prioritizing well-being feels like trying to herd cats. But hear me out, it doesn't have to be this monumental task. It's about making small, consistent choices that add up to big changes over time. Think of it like leveling up your own internal game. You're not aiming for perfection, just steady progress. So, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that will rock your world and empower you to prioritize your well-being like a boss. 1. Embrace the power of micro self-care. Ever heard of micro self-care? It's all about those tiny little moments of joy and nourishment throughout your day. Maybe it's taking a 5-minute dance break to your favorite song, or indulging in a cup of herbal tea while watching a sunset. You know that feeling when you catch a glimpse of something beautiful and it just makes your heart sing? That's micro self-care in action. 2. Become a boundary boss. Setting boundaries is like having an invisible shield around your energy. It's about saying yes to things that truly matter and no to everything else, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Remember, you have the right to protect your time and mental space. Think of it like this. If someone is constantly draining your energy, would you let them borrow your favorite power bank? Probably not. Boundaries are just as important for your emotional well-being. 3. Fuel your body like a temple. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in a Ferrari, would you? Treat your body with the same respect by nourishing it with healthy foods that give you sustained energy. Ditch the sugary crashes and opt for whole foods like fruits, vegetables, and lean protein. Think of it as fueling your own personal rocket ship you want to blast off into greatness. 4. Move your body in ways that feel good. Exercise doesn't have to mean grueling gym sessions or running marathons unless that's your jam. Find activities that bring you joy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a hike in nature, or simply stretching and moving your body in ways that feel good. Remember, movement is medicine for the soul. 5. Make time for mindfulness magic. Okay, this one might sound intimidating, but trust me, mindfulness doesn't have to be all about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop. It's simply about being present in the moment and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try incorporating a few minutes of deep breathing or meditation into your day. You'll be amazed at how it can calm your mind and bring you back to center. Now let me share a quick story that might resonate with you. A while back, I was feeling totally overwhelmed by work deadlines and personal commitments. My to-do list felt like a mile long, and my brain was racing a million miles an hour. But instead of spiraling into chaos, I decided to take a step back and prioritize self-care. I went for a walk in nature, listened to my favorite music, and even treated myself to a delicious, healthy smoothie. And guess what? It made all the difference. By taking care of myself, I was able to return to my tasks feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle anything. Remember, friends, prioritizing your well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. You deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. So go ahead, schedule that self-care time, set those boundaries, and fuel your body with goodness. The world needs your unique energy and talents, so make sure you're taking care of yourself along the way. Until next time, keep shining bright, my amazing ADHD warriors. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-love encouragement. After all, spreading kindness is the best kind of superpower. And let me know in the comments what your favorite self-care practices are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.